This recording is hypnotic in nature, so please take an opportunity to listen to it when you can just sit, have a few minutes to yourself to relax, and definitely please do not be listening to this while you're driving a motor vehicle. So I'd like you to take a deep breath, and as you let it out, you can close your eyes and just relax, recognizing that yes, it's true. This is a very difficult time in our world. All kinds of uncertainties and unknowns, and it almost feels like we're in the deepest of winter and we wonder if spring will ever come. But you and I know the truth. We look around and we see the days getting longer and brighter. We know that the spring will come. So it helps you to take the time necessary to rest when you need to rest and be busy and get things done when it's time to be busy and get things done, so that you can stay on track with all of your life goals throughout this interesting time in our lives. We want to remember that spring will come and you're going to be able to get through this time. And it all started when you decided to close your eyes, because you can relax your eyelids so much. It's like they just won't work. So I want you to do that. Just let them be so relaxed. It's like they just won't work. And I want you to hold on to that feeling of relaxation. Good. Now gently send that feeling of relaxation that you are allowing in your eyelids. I want you to send it up to the top of your head and really let that part of your body relax, just like your eyelids are relaxed. Good. Now gently send that feeling of relaxation down across your entire body, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, like a warm wave of relaxation. Good. Now human beings do better with practice, so we're going to do that one more time, and you'll find that you can even go deeper as once again you take your attention to your eyelids, realizing they are so relaxed, it's like they just won't work. And so again, you take that feeling of relaxation again up to the top of your head. And this time, when you send it down across your body, do it as if you could go 10 times deeper, sending it all the way down to the tips of your toes. Good. And we'll do that one more time, as once again, you take your attention to your eyelids, realizing they are so relaxed, it's like they just won't work. And so again, you take that feeling of relaxation again up to the top of your head. And this time, when you send it down across your body, do it as if one more time you could double that relaxation, sending it all the way down to the tips of your toes. Good. And as I count from one down to five, you just keep sinking further and further into the chair, knowing the deeper you go, the better you feel. As one, your body just keeps sinking further and further into the chair. As two, your mind just relaxes completely, releasing your cares, your concerns, focusing completely on the sound of my voice and how much deeper relaxed you can go. As three, the more you relax, the better you feel. Four, the better you feel, the more you relax. Five, just letting it all go, relaxed and calm, secure and safe. And for the rest of this session, every sound will take you deeper. The sound of my voice, sounds in the rooms around us or even outside, all helping you go deeper relaxed. And certainly following my instructions always helps you go deeper, knowing the deeper you go, the better you feel. And today I would like you to use your imagination, because I've been thinking a lot about spring. Spring is a time of renewal, and you can see that in various faiths and traditions, and you can see it in nature. And as we are in a time of what they've called social distancing or even cocooning, I want you to think about ways that you can get out into some fresh air, maybe some walks in nature, maybe walking around the block or going to the park. While many public places are closed, there are limitations. You can walk around the block or in the park or even in your own front yard. This is the perfect time to get out and notice the world around you, noticing life coming back. And now I know in some places the seasons aren't as obvious, but if you listen carefully to nature, you can be very aware of all the subtle differences, and you might even be surprised as you notice those subtle differences. So I want you to notice and be aware of those subtle differences, because I'm going to tell you today about my orange tree. I have an orange tree in my front yard, and last week, all of the blossoms popped open, and the blossoms, they smelled so wonderful and so fragrant, and it brought the busy bees to my front yard. Now, the busy bees have been crawling all over that tree, pollinating it. And it's funny because at the same time, it is true that we also had some gray and dark and rainy days recently, and the truth is that the bees don't especially like those dark and gray days. Especially when it's raining or if it's chilly. And the truth is that is very smart. They go out when it's sunny and they're industrious and they work really hard. They pollinate our fruit blossoms, and they're very busy bees pollinating the beautiful flowers. And it's true that every once in a while, they take a break. They go back to their hive and they spend some time being with their hive mates. But then they go back out, and when the sun starts shining, they go back out and they come back to my tree. And they crawl all over the place, giving the promise of what is to happen. Because it is true that what is happening in our world right now, we don't necessarily know what's going to happen. Maybe later today, maybe tomorrow, or the next few days. But when we look at nature, nature is still moving forward. The world and life are still moving forward. So I want you to be aware of that. So I'm going to tell you about what happens with my orange tree every year right around spring as the bees come out. And they get so excited and they are pollinating the blossoms, those busy bees. And so I just want you to imagine what that might look like with all of those bees, especially when it's sunny and fragrant and they're crawling all over those orange blossoms. Because then what happens in spring? Well, you know, we still occasionally get some rain, and say they go back to their hives. And sometimes, quite frankly, the rain actually rains so hard that some of the blossoms fall right out of the tree, which actually is still incredible wisdom from nature, because the truth is that the tree couldn't handle all of those thousands and thousands of oranges. And so part of the natural cycle of life is that the rain comes along and some of the blossoms fall off. But in a few weeks, I'll tell you what's going to happen. In a few weeks, maybe in May or so, I'll be looking at the tree, and I can see that there are little teeny tiny orange, well, what I call baby oranges. They're green. And I know that my tree is going to bear fruit. Now, I think it's kind of interesting because, like I said, that's usually in May. And as we're looking at the possibility of the next several weeks of the social distancing and being in our hives or our cocoons, it's all very similar timing to when we think about the situation that we're in right now. But then as I think about it, maybe in May, we may all be able to come back to life. Now, as the days get longer and brighter and we get out, and hopefully, especially what's going on with our world, things will be coming back to life as well. And you're going to be able to be the industrious bee that you've been all along, busily buzzing around, doing what's necessary to help you move forward in accomplishing your goals, the personal goals, taking care of your body and getting exercise and eating well, maybe taking on some projects so that you can learn and grow during this time, maybe some professional goals, all the things that you can do to keep your momentum. And since you've been a busy bee, getting work done throughout this time, you're going to have something to show for yourself. Getting work done throughout, you're going to have something really to show for yourself. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take before people are back at work or back at school, or when we can go to the theater, sports, or out to restaurants or the gym or travel again. But we will get back to life as normal, or quite frankly, maybe a new normal. I don't know when, but I do know about nature, and I do know about my orange tree, so I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what happens next, so that you can think about how that works out for the months that are to come, maybe for you. Because each step is actually really important. If one doesn't happen, then the next doesn't happen, which is why we need to keep our momentum. So like I said, we first start seeing the buds. That's usually in February and March. And then one day in March, it's just warm enough that those blossoms pop open. And that beautiful smell attracts the bees. And the busy bees pollinate the tree. And the days get longer. And the sun shines. And the oranges get bigger. Now they're still green for a while. But what's so amazing and so interesting is that as the days start getting shorter in fall, literally like 6 months from now at the fall equinox, the oranges start to become orange. There's this thing that happens with the quality of light. It takes place in the fall. You know how we see that with the trees in the fall, that they start changing color. They start dropping their leaves. They have to conserve their energy and retain their energy back into the core of the tree instead of sending that energy out into the leaves. Well, something similar happens, the quality of light that allows the oranges to become orange during that time as well. Now, the reason I wanted to point that out to you is around the time of Thanksgiving, we start noticing it's right around, you know, late October, early November, you start thinking about the season of gratitude and thanksgiving and recognizing the things in our lives, and we have ups and downs and ins and outs, and we grow and we learn accordingly. That's when the leaves turn orange, traditionally, and that's right around when my orange tree starts literally becoming orange, and they become heavier and heavier. And we usually eat the first oranges right around Christmas, just about when we're thinking about the end of the year and what's to come for the coming year. We have these wonderful, tasty oranges that we get to eat. The tree bears fruit. And I just want to be aware of your opportunity right now to be the busy bee. Right now, like I said, some days will mean that you buzz, buzz, buzz and pollinate and be industrious and get things done. Making sure that for you, ultimately, life continues. And you're going to have those oranges later in the year to enjoy. Now, it's also true that some days, some of the gray, rainy days, you might stay in your hive. And that's okay too. Because sometimes the sun literally isn't shining. It's time to take a break. Sometimes we need a break. But then you're rested and you're ready to buzz, buzz, buzz when the time is right. Now, as you're moving through life, and some days you're going to notice those beautiful, bright, sunny days, and other days not so much. Some days there's more encouraging news, and other days again, not so much. But remember, life continues, and we journey on through the cycles of life. Now, over the next several days, and even longer if you'd like, I want you to just be aware of that color orange. Like I said, the color orange I often think about is gratitude because it represents the time of fall and Thanksgiving. It also represents, within the chakra system, creativity. What do you want to create in your life during this time? How do you want to make good opportunities out of this time? Allow yourself to do that for yourself and for your family. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I get to 5, it'll be time to open your eyes, feeling refreshed and renewed, and emerge from hypnosis. As 1, you become more and more aware of your surroundings and your body in the chair. 2, remembering that color orange, and let it speak to you of gratitude and creativity. 3, allowing yourself to creatively problem solve, to move through this interesting and unique time of life so that you can make the most out of it. 4, feeling completely and totally refreshed and renewed. And 5, as you open your eyes, you notice how good you feel. And you do feel good, don't you? I want to thank you for spending this time with me and allowing me to share this story with you. I wish you well on this journey. Have a great day.